And welcome back to the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA, KRLS, our coverage of Pella Little Dutch Soccer with head coach Mark Solomon. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on a good season so far, sitting in at 11-4. You've dealt with the injury bug as of late, and you've dealt with some very good teams these past couple of weeks. First of all, just your thoughts on this portion of the regular season, starting here in the month of May with a couple of good wins against Clear Creek and Mana and ADM, and some tough losses sandwiched in between in Ottumwa and at Norwalk, and then a nice win over conference foe Newton as well as your last regular season game at the time of this interview. So, Coach, how do you feel about the past couple of weeks, how they've gone as you've kind of dealt with some injuries and you deal with those typical mid-season growing pains?
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, the last few weeks have had their up and downs for sure, but I think as a team we continue to revisit and focus on areas that we need to improve upon. And we continue to grow from game to game. Some of our losses all of our losses, save for the Norwalk game, have been very close ones. And the Norwalk game was difficult for us. We started extremely strong with the ball. In fact, had a goal within the first minute, but it was taken away on a call that it was out of bounds. Two of the goals in that game against us came because of either an own goal or a miscommunication with the goalkeeper on an easy save. And so it's one of those games where we feel like, okay, you look at the result and it really doesn't give an indication of the way that we played. Giving Norwalk all due respect, they certainly are the returning state champions. They're certainly deserving of the number one ranking in the state right now for 2A. And they deserve to win, but I thought we played better than the result indicated.
And then as you look ahead, as you wrap up the regular season coming up this week against Oskaloosa on the road, conference foe, your final conference game of the season, and then you'll host Perry to wrap up on senior night. What are the things you're working on as you reach the postseason, and with these last two games right in front of us, the things that you're really trying to communicate to your team as you finish up the regular season?
I think our main focus in recent weeks has been on improving our patience, our communication to each other, our ability to move the ball all around the field instead of just forward on the attack. And then most important, just to ensure that all the players on the team are enjoying their experience, playing intensely, and feeling like we're together as a team. We have that situation almost all the time. There are certain times when things just aren't working for us, and sometimes the frustration level builds. But all in all, we're having a lot of success, and I think through our practices and our games, we're having a lot of conversations about what types of things are working for us and what types of things that we can sort of tweak a little and improve.
And what will be the challenges you'll face at Oskaloosa and then hosting Perry? What do those two teams pose for you as in terms of challenges and getting you ready for the postseason?
They're two different challenges, for sure. Oskaloosa hasn't had a very favorable season in terms of their record and results so far in conference, and you know, I'm sure they're looking for an opportunity to knock off a quality team at home. It's one of their last games as well, so in that particular case, we have to be the away team that's able to travel, deal with the hostile away conditions, be confident enough to play a full 80 minutes, and get the result that we need while executing the way that we feel will get us the win that we should get. In the situation of Perry, I mean, this is a team that was a semifinalist in the state tournament last year, a quality program, and, you know, we're just going to have to come into that game at home realizing that this is an excellent opportunity and test for us as we keep our eyes on the postseason. I'm sure we want to win that game, but it's our last chance to basically take a look at our play and say, hey, even if we lose, now we really know what we need to do in order to move forward in sub-state and get to the state tournament.
And you're in the Class 2A sub-state 6 bracket where you will, if you win out, will host everything up until the point of reaching state. So a prime opportunity as a number one seed to make your way to the state tournament. Some quality opponents on that schedule, of course, as would be expected when you get to this time of season. You'll start with the winner of Centerville and South Tama, and then you'll have the Grinnell side, Oskaloosa side, some familiar foes, and then the Fairfield side as the number two seed, I should say. So pretty stacked bracket, but the benefit, of course, being the number one seed is you get to host. Your thoughts, obviously you don't want to focus too far ahead, as many coaches will say, but just your thoughts as you look ahead to the postseason.
Well, you mentioned a good point there about not looking too far ahead. You know, I've taken a look at the brackets that have come out. We've had the advantage in recent years of being able to play host to most, if not all, of the sub-state games. We've been a favored team in our bracket for as long as I can remember. So our challenge is just to make sure that we're improving and playing as intensely as our opponents are as each of those games goes on. We're looking at those teams one game at a time without even really caring what their name is. It's a team that's coming. It's a team that stands in the way of us going to state. You know, we'll look at our matchups and we'll concentrate on what we need to do. But it really shouldn't matter what their win and loss is coming into sub-state, because we know very well that there's absolutely no carryover into the postseason with your regular season. So we have to be able to meet that challenge looking into that.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a terrific regular season, and congratulations on the number one seed. We look forward to seeing what you're able to do hosting in the sub-state round and as you wrap up the regular season. And thank you for joining us on the program.
You're welcome, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Well, more of the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner right after this on KNIA and on KRLS.